Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we recap the final of the Jamaica Volleyball Association's Under 13 School Volleyball Competition and celebrate with national champions Licensed Primary out of St. Thomas. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Licensed Primary School is this year's champion of the Jamaica Volleyball Association's Under 13 School Volleyball Competition. Remaining unbeaten through four preliminary round matches, the quarterfinals and semifinals, Licensed triumphed against Corinaldi Primary from St. James in the final. Licensed beat Corinaldi 25-5 and 25-11 in the first and second matches to take the best of three series 2-0. For their victory, Licensed earned the Jamaica Volleyball Association's championship trophy, establishing them as the number one primary school volleyball team on the entire island.
We are feeling elated, you know, because it has been a lot of hard work. We have been coming to this competition from 2009 and to third place, and today we are so happy to be on top. And I must commend the players along with myself, Mr. Worrell, and the entire Licensed School family.
Number one.
Coach of the Licensed Primary Under 13 volleyball team, Denise Jackson. Team captain Roger Merchant tells us how he feels about the victory.
Very on top.
He says the team is happy their hard work has paid off.
The coaches train us every day. We just managed to beat them and get the trophy.
Not only did Licensed dominate the competition, the team walked away with awards for the best individual players. Tall middle blocker Robert Napier was voted competition MVP, and his teammate Deidre Davis received the President's Mad Skills Award.
I feel happy to win, and this come like is like a stroll in the park.
MVP Robert Napier. Ian Clark, coach of runners-up Corinaldi Primary, says he's extremely pleased with his team's performance, especially since it's their first time participating in the competition.
Trust me, the first time coming thus far in the competition, I forget a whole heap of thumbs up. Hard work, a whole lot of fighting with the kids and stuff like that. I am happy. Not as happy as I would want to be, but I am like extremely happy just now.
Similar to Licensed, Corinaldi arrived at the national finals undefeated at parish level and remained unbeaten through four preliminary round matches, the quarterfinals and semifinals. President of the Volleyball Association, Steve Brown, is quite pleased with the tournament, especially the number of young talents that were uncovered.
It was a pleasure for me today to see so many high school coaches turning out here today, you know, trying to spot talents. And what I can tell you, I spotted a few talents. We have some youngsters from Savdamar Primary. There's a youngster out of Licensed Primary who is awesome. And that's a wonderful talent for the future.
He says Jamaica can look out for even better volleyball in the near future, and not just at the primary school level.
We intend to have some more improved coaching seminars because we see some wonderful passes from the team. Teams are playing three passes and getting the ball over the net. And we think that the seminars have helped, and we intend to really have more seminars so that we can improve volleyball.
Based on several recent achievements, Jamaican volleyball is poised to take off tremendously, and the Volleyball Association plans to approach corporate Jamaica for support.
We see last, just 2 weeks ago, for the first time ever in any Olympic game, a team sport from Jamaica qualified for an Olympic game, and these are the two beach volleyballers. These are two youngsters, 16 and 17 years old, out of Huracabesa High School. The under 17 boys went away to train that recently in the Caribbean Under 17 Championships, and they played third. We had the most talented team down there, but we know where we are going, so we just need corporate Jamaica to come and support our volleyball, and once we get that support, we know we can push.
President of the Volleyball Association, Steve Brown. That's it for this week's edition of Sports Spotlight. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.